Are you hoping to find an inspirational gift for a spiritual friend? Check out the gift bundles in the Unity Online store this season. These are large and small collections of Unity books, booklets, and products, so you can pick exactly the right assortment of thoughtful gifts. You'll find notepads, card decks, calendars, the positive prayer wheel, and even the prayer for protection lamp bundled together for your convenience. Find it all at unity.org/shop.
Discover the power within. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Empower yourself and get inspired to build the life of your dreams. Welcome to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Welcome. This is Dr. Drayvon James, and this is Everyday Peace, and I am super excited to have you join us today while we explore the concept of living a life of peace every day. Peace defined as wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. Now, if you're somewhere where you can close your eyes, I just want you to just close your eyes and just let that marinate on your brain and in your whole body for a moment. Peace, wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. Take a deep breath, expand that belly, hold that breath for just a second, and then exhale completely. Peace, you, everyday peace. I want you to imagine that you are living a life of peace every day, because I want you to know something, that yes, it is possible for you to have a life of peace every day. Yes, you deserve it. And yes, you can have everyday peace. We work together on this show to bring you the topics and the guests to partner with you as you create your life of peace every day. And normally I tell you that, and today is no different than any other day. We have a fabulous guest. And I want to tell you that today is just as fabulous as every other show. We do not have a fabulous guest because our fabulous guest had an emergency. So we are going to have, I hope you are just ready for this, get a pen and paper. We are going to be together in this time period today, and we're going to do something that is so necessary, especially during this time of Thanksgiving. Right? We're giving thanks for the things that we have, the things that we're going to bring into our lives. And that's what we're going to focus on today. What are you going to bring into your life? Right? This is harvest season, right? I love that. It's harvest season, right? So the seeds of what you have planted in your life, you're harvesting that stuff. So if you're like most of us, you have survived many, many painful experiences, some very hurtful experiences, some things that you wished had never happened. However, if you learn the power of using positive energy, using your energy, you can take anything that shows up in your life, the good, the bad, and the in-between, absolutely anything, and use it as a stepping stone as you create your next level of greatness. That's your responsibility. It's my responsibility. We bear that responsibility. That's our responsibility. So we get these seeds, and we're talking about harvest season. We get these seeds in our life, and we get to do whatever we want. We don't get to choose what kind of seeds we get, however. That's the interesting part, right? Stuff shows up, and we say, oh my goodness, what is this? I didn't ask for divorce. I didn't ask for a death of a child. I didn't ask for the loss of a job. I didn't ask for illness. I didn't ask for poverty, right? No, we don't get to choose the seeds, but we do get to choose what we do with them, how we fertilize them, whether or not we use those occurrences to damn us to failure for the rest of our life, or to sentence us to a life of negativity and anxiety and fear. We get to decide what we're going to do with that. And here's the beautiful thing about the seeds. You know, I think about this often in my travels when I have discussions and I work with people, and they have this grass is always greener on the other side of life. Well, if I was born to these type of parents, or if I had this type of education. And then you look at people who have the things that you think are so marvelous. And I love this example because I absolutely adore the work of Whitney Houston, who most of us would agree beautiful to look at, beautiful voice, lots of money, incredibly unhappy, we have to assume, right? Based on the little bit that we know about her life. So she got some seeds, and some of those seeds led to, and I'm just using that example. There's no shame, guilt, or condemnation. But that just example, her life resonates with me because I enjoyed her work so much. But you can use anything. Some of us can have some great things that happen in our life, and we'll use those to cause a stumbling block for us, right? We can never achieve what we once achieved way back when, and so we live in the past and nothing measures up. So it's not always the things that seem so bad that we can use to stagnate our growth in life. But just like we can use those things to stagnate us, we can use those things, whatever they are, as stepping stones to open the door to our greatness. And we're going to be talking about that today. We're going to be focusing on that today. That is our discussion today. So if you're ready to plant some seeds that will open the door, that will create this beautiful stepping stone, this pathway to your next level of greatness, then this is the show for you. Welcome to Everyday Peace. I'm super excited to have this opportunity to share with you today. So have you ever thought that your thoughts are powerful? Have you ever had that thought that, hey, my thoughts have power? Probably we know that. You know, we think about things like the lie detector tests, right? When people take a lie detector, and we know that something happens when people lie, right? When most people, there are people who we know, do know who can evade the test. But most people, when they are hooked up to a lie detector, their body does certain things that give them away, right? So when we lie, our heart rate may go up, or we get there is muscle tension, or our breathing rate changes, our body temperature changes. Sometimes we begin to sweat, our blood pressure changes, and that is a result of thinking. Is that amazing? That our thoughts, we have this thought, someone asks you, is your name Drayvon? Just give an example. Say, no, my name is Jenny. And all of a sudden, my heart rate goes up just slightly ever so, because my body resonates with that thought. I had to think that first before I told that lie, and my body creates a response to that. That seems very innocuous, right? Oh, well, you know, that's a lie detector. But that happens every time we have a thought. For every thought that we have, our body has a reaction. That is amazing. So do our thoughts have power? Well, do our actions have power? The answer to that is yes. Our thoughts do have power. Our thoughts have a lot of power. In fact, I've heard it said that our thoughts, our beliefs, determine what we make true in our life. Is that amazing? And I just want to say that again, because we really have to take that in and think about that. Our beliefs, what we believe, determines what we make true in our lives. That's a heavy statement, because a lot of people think that life is just happening to them, right? We don't believe that that we're causing this, that our external world, the world that we're living in, is a result of the thoughts that we're having. We're going to be talking about that today. We're going to be talking. And these phone lines are lit up already. So I got people on here, and I want you guys to join in. You guys are going to be co-hosts. We're doing this show together today, and we're going to get a lot out of this show, because it's going to be very participatory. But I want you to think about that as I go to this first caller and we get these, get you involved in the conversation. If you're on here for a little while, don't worry. I'm definitely going to get to you today. So our thoughts, our life that we're living, is the result of the thoughts that we're thinking. Our life that we're living is a result of the thoughts we're thinking. I'm going to go to our first caller here. Hello, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
My name is Hi. Lenarsha.
Hi, thank Hi. You for calling.
So I was just going to say, yeah, I do agree that the thoughts have power, and words also have meaning. And I think if we just think back to what the devil means to harm you, God can use for your good. So, like you were saying, you have the will to bring things into your life. It is harvest season, and you can use those incidents that you might see as negative and use them as a stepping stool to project you forward in your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, I love what you said, what the enemy meant for harm, God meant for good. And you can use the word, you can put any word in there that you want to. We're using the word God that resonates with me as well. Everything can be utilized for your good. Even those things that we don't think, you think, oh my gosh, this is horrible. We can all think of things that happen in our lives that we would rather they had not happened, right? I could have learned this lesson a different way. However, there is a higher power that I believe knows better than what we do. And it's up to us. It's like you put your hand inside a bag and you pull something out, and that's your puzzle piece. You got to work with that. You got to decide what you're going to do with that. And that's what this is here. We get that right to make a decision. Thank you for joining in. If there's more you want to say on the subject, if you want to hang on or call back in, I'll be glad to have you as my co-host for the entire hour. It's going to be a wonderful hour of learning.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. So we're here and we're talking about, and I love that statement that she made about we get to decide, if we're going to use this activity for good or for bad. And we have some other people on the line, but I just want to bring up a couple things along that point as we delve a little deeper into this and figure out how is it that we're making this decision, whether or not we're going to use these things for good or for bad. And just backing up just a little bit about what happens when we have thoughts, because did you know that if you were to pay close attention, if I were to pay close attention to my thoughts, I'd realize that my thoughts pretty much run on a loop. You're pretty much having the same four or five thoughts all of the time until you condition yourself to do otherwise. And a lot of those thoughts are thoughts that are what I call non-life affirming. Another easy way to say that is negative, right? These negative thoughts that tell you, one, you're not good enough. You'll never make it. Everyone's against you. You don't have good luck. All of these things. You don't measure up. You're not smart enough. It's all this negative stuff that runs in your mind, back and forth. And one, it changes form. It can be pretty sneaky sometimes the way it presents itself. But when you get to the core of it, it's all telling you that you're not enough. Now imagine what signal that sends out to the world, and what you would be attracting to yourself is more things to prove you right. So it's worth our while to really take a look at how we perceive the world and what we are thinking about. And we're going to go to one other caller here. Hello, you're on the air. Did you have a question or comment? All right, I hope I haven't lost this caller here. All right. If I've lost you, please don't hesitate to call back in. I can hear noise in the background, but for some reason it's not picking up. So as we're thinking about our thoughts, we want to have the kind of thoughts that are what I call life-affirming thoughts, the kind of thoughts that propel us forward in life, don't keep us stuck. And I want to give you this example. As I was thinking about having to do this talk today, this host the show by myself without a special guest, and that call, the email came into me last night, and the first thought that I had was, it's not too late. I could maybe get another special guest for today. But then on the heels of that came this thought: perhaps it is meant for you to do this show on your own and spend this time talking about the power of thoughts. Now, in the past, I can tell you I've been speaking for many years now, but in the past, I would have stayed up all night with anxiety thinking, I'm doing the show for the first time without a guest, and what's going to happen? And then what would have happened? I would have had those non-life-affirming thoughts. The thoughts that say, you don't have enough. You're not enough. You can't do it. This and that. But when you start changing the way that you think and automatically viewing life's challenges as opportunities, is hidden opportunities, like saying to me, and automatically after I thought, well, no, I'm not going to try to get another guest. I'll just do it myself. I thought, well, won't it be amazing the things that I'll remind myself of and the conversations I'll get to have with you all. I know a lot of you text me and email me. Won't it be amazing? I wonder what greatness is going to come from this challenge. So learning to change the way, these slight changes, small changes in our thought process, going from non-life-affirming thoughts to life-affirming thoughts makes a huge difference. And I'll tell you a great example from the Bible. Job, if you guys know the story of Job, who lost everything, right? Absolutely everything. And then ended up with, you know, these horrible sores and boils on his body. But there was something that he said in the Bible that I thought was very interesting. He said, "What I have greatly feared has come upon me." Fear is a thought, right? It comes with a thought. You have to have a thought that creates this fear response in the body. And if you have that thought long enough, because our thoughts are energy, that will become an attractor pattern and bring those things, maybe not the exact same thing, but something that will help to elicit that response from you, for real, give you something to be afraid of. Talking about thoughts, how many of us have ever gone to a scary movie? And I am not a scary movie type of girl. I do not like scary movies. But on the rare occasion that I do see a scary movie, I do have that. You know, my heart rate starts to increase. You know, I feel this sense of panic and dread. And if I'm out at night by myself, that movie will cross my mind and things of that nature. Our thoughts work just like that. They work just like that, to draw those things, that we create an image in our mind, and it makes the circumstances around us conform to that image. So that's very important. So instead, we want to do things that help us to, and this has two level components. So we're talking about our conscious thoughts, so we're going to switch. I know somebody out there is probably thinking, what about the subconscious thoughts? And you're absolutely right to talk about that. But before we get there, we want to give ourselves all of the conscious help can by saying, here's what I know. When I'm faced with a situation at work that's not going my way, what is my go-to thought? When something goes wrong with the kids or the kids' school calls, what is my go-to thought? When I'm watching the news and I'm looking at the COVID numbers and they seem to be rising, what are my thoughts? Right? Start looking at how you as an individual responds to certain stimulus and start making small changes. Now, some things I will tell you in my own life, I just eliminate because I don't need extra challenges where I can avoid them. Right? So if I know that watching 4 or 5 hours of news programs over a weekend it's going to make me jittery, I won't do that. I don't need to do that. Right? So realize what are your thought processes when you go certain places, when you spend time with certain people, when you engage in certain conversations. Start taking ownership of your activities so that you can help to move your thoughts from, we'll just use the word negative, from negative to a more positive. Positive doesn't mean that you don't see the reality of a thing. It means that you get to choose what the reality of that thing means to you. So your guest cancels. It's 10 o'clock at night. These are things that have happened to me. Your hot water heater, you know, goes out. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, or it's, you know, 3:30 in the morning. What does that mean to you? Does that mean, oh my gosh, I always have the worst luck? Or does that mean, gosh, I'm glad I was awake and got to start working on this now before it got to be a huger problem than what it is, a bigger problem than what it is? What is your go-to thought? Start framing that. I'm going to take another caller here, and we're going to continue on this topic of our go-to thoughts and how our thoughts have power. Hello, you're on the air. Thank you for calling. Hello, guys. Oh, hi. Thank you for calling. We're talking about the power of your thoughts today. Did you have a comment or a question?
I just wanted to give a comment. As I've been listening, I've been thinking about someone who talked to me about the law of attraction, and I thought that method or that idea fit really well with what you're talking about tonight. The law of attraction basically just states that what you think or what you feel tends to be a reality. So if you think yourself into a bad day, then some of the things that may happen to you will reflect on that energy or that thought that you've given it. But if you think positively, then the things that happen to you reflect on what you thought, which was positive. So your thought process or the things that you think about is a very powerful thing. Your thought to set up your day or set up that moment. If you go into an assignment, there's many times I've gone into tests or assignments and I said to myself, oh, this is going to suck. I'm going to do horrible. And then sometimes I come out and I have an attitude after finishing it, or, you know, I couldn't get to work for whatever reason, or my test grade was horrible. And I think to myself, maybe because I came in with that energy, but sometimes I'll wake up and I'll say, today's going to be a great day. I have an awesome workout. I eat an awesome breakfast. I have a great day with my sibling. Things just go well. So I really agree with everything you've been saying so far, but the law of attraction is very, a very good method to go by. That your thoughts are just, it's a powerful thing that happens in your life.
I love the fact that you brought up the law of attraction, right? Because that's really what's happening here. Our thoughts are so powerful. They're like a magnet. They really are.
Yeah.
And when we put feeling, and I love the fact you talk, when you wake up in the morning, what is the thought that you have? It's going to set the tone for your day, right? It sets the intention for the day. So if you get out the bed and you have this thought, oh, today's going to be a horrible day, then the universe is going to reward you with it and say, okay, you've asked for a horrible day, so let's see what we can put together for you, right? Otherwise, you can
pretty much.
Right. You can get out the bed and you can say, you know what? I'm so open. I'm so here for whatever this magical day has to present to me. And if you put emotion behind it, and here's the thing that is so, since you brought up the law of attraction, that's so interesting to me about the law of attraction and so beautiful about it, is that even with, if you were to get up and say, you know what? I don't know what to ask for in this beautiful array of wonderfulness I could ask for in today. If you just purpose in your heart to be happy and excited, the universe responds to that energy. That's really what the law of attraction is. It's the response to your feelings, not so much the words, right? I love affirmations.
Right.
I believe that affirmations should be on the tip of your tongue, so that when you get into a conversation and you start to stumble on what should be your next thing because you get confused, an affirmation will just fall from your lips. It's like, something positive just falls out. And that's always a wonderful thing. Now, if you match that affirmation with feeling, those thoughts with feeling, this feeling of excitement, this feeling of anticipation, even the feeling of curiosity. I tell people a lot of times, when you mentioned about taking an exam, when you get nervous about taking an exam, if you transfer that nervousness to just curiosity, I wonder what kind of questions this professor is going to put on this exam.
Right.
That curiosity.
I wonder how long the exam's going to be.
Right. That questioning right there changes the energy, right? And it becomes an excitement, and it takes away that fear charge. So it's now a life affirming energy. So you're absolutely right. The power of thoughts is very much like the law of attraction, right? It is very much like that. And to think that we have, oh my gosh, astronomical, I didn't look it up for this talk, remind myself of the number of thoughts we have in a minute, but it's a large number of thoughts that we have in a minute. But if we can hone in on the ones when we're standing in line, maybe at a grocery store or somewhere, and we're just, and say, I wonder what I'm thinking about, and just become silent and become the watcher of our thoughts, it will give us an idea of how our day is going to go. It'll give us an idea of what the month is going to end up like. If we're standing there and we're in line and we're thinking, oh my goodness, There's been all of these crimes that have happened. I'm scared about that. The pandemic, I'm scared about that. Layoffs at work, I'm scared about that. Tests and exams, I'm scared. If we create that thought pattern, it will be perpetual in our life. So thank you for calling, and thank you for sharing with us about the law of attraction.
Welcome.
It's so important that we keep that in the forefront of our mind, that our thoughts attract things into our life. Take a long look at your life. If there are things there that you don't want, you have control. You have some control. For those of us who like control, that's a good thing, right? We're learning to let go of a little bit of that control. But we have, and another way of saying that is we have responsibility. And it really is that we have responsibility to make sure that we're having the thoughts that will lead to the life that we want to have. So thanks so much for calling. I hope you'll call back at another time or later on today.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. So yeah, so that was a very good point that our caller talked about, the law of attraction and what that means for us. And we're gonna get into some little tips. I'm gonna give you guys some great tips on how you can really, with very little effort, change the course of your day. And I like to say this, I always say, change the course of your hour, because when you have a change in this hour, it makes a big difference. And when you change the course of this hour, and then the day, and then the week, and then the month, and then years go by, and you realize, my goodness, things have happened in my life that were very unfortunate, and this is what happened because of them. And those things are life affirming things. You know that you've now learned how to utilize the gift of thought. The gift of thought to drive you deeper into the gift of feeling, what you feel, and what you feel you manifest. So very important. So we're going to come back after this break, and we're continuing on the power of your thoughts. And we have some wonderful callers on the line. I will get to you after the break.
Thanks for joining us. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Create and build the life of your dreams. Welcome back to Everyday Peace with Dr. Dravon James.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Dravon James, and you're listening to Everyday Peace. And I want to tell you that, remember that we're giving special giveaways to our Everyday Peacemakers absolutely free, just by texting or emailing, excuse me, the word free in the subject line to dravonjames@gmail.com. And you put free in the subject line, you will receive a free 7-day course on discovering your passion, living in your passion. Can you even imagine what it would be like to face every Monday with so much excitement? Because you get to do your passion. So before you can do that, you've got to know exactly what it is, how to pursue it, and how to live in that space. And that lines up right with our topic today about the power of your thoughts. So thank you for being Everyday Peacemakers. That's my gift to you. And I will hope you take advantage of it during this season of Thanksgiving. So if you want to change your mind, if you want to change your life, you change your mind. That's great news. That is great news, because only you can change your mind, and nobody can stop you from changing your mind. Isn't that great? So change the way you see the world, and the world you see changes. That's the same statement, said a different way. So understanding how to do that, first we have to accept that, yes, our thoughts have power. Now, how can I, knowing that my thoughts have power, and then knowing that there are some things in what I call the three pillars of life, health, wealth, and relationships, that you may want to change. You may look at your health category and say, I'm grateful for the health that I have, but here are some categories that I would like to change. How could you do that? You may look at your wealth and say, this is good, but I would like this, something different, something better, something bigger. In your relationships, you may say, I am looking to be married. I'm looking to be in this type of relationship. I would like to have this type of relationship with my children or my parents. You may want to change things. That change, we are so quick as people to think, let me go do something externally to make a change. That's not how change happens. Change happens from the inside out. And so part of that change process is changing your thoughts, the way you think about things, because what you think about, you start to speak about. What you speak about starts to show up in your world. It starts to show up in your feeling space. So that core belief, the conscious and the subconscious thoughts are so very important. And yes, they can be changed. And yes, you can do it. You can change it. That's your job. That's my job. I've done it. I'm still doing it. That's part of my work, what I do in my life every day for me, because I know that when I change the way I see the world changes for me to match my image. But it also makes me the kind of person that you want to be around, or someone else. It makes me good for other people as well. So it's not just selfish. It's so that I can show up as my best self in the world. And that's beneficial. So when you show up as your best self in the world, you never know who you're benefiting. So many other people. So we're going to take our next caller here. Hello, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
You called the Everyday Peace Show.
Yes.
Did you have a question or a comment?
Comment.
What's your comment?
It's how I start my day.
How do you start your day?
How I start my day, yeah.
Right. Are you looking for to tell me how you start your day, or some suggestions on how you should start your day?
To tell you how I start my day.
Oh, you want to tell me how you start your day? Yes, please. I'd love to hear that.
Okay. So every day when I wake up, I'll do a little meditation where I create a world, or like I'll have a like meditate on how I want my day to go. And then I wake up, and then I live that dream. So my, basically my expectations become reality.
Your expectations become reality. I love that. And that's true for all of us. Our expectations become our reality, whether we realize it or not. Right. So that's a good thing. If you wake up in the morning and you do a meditation and you think to yourself, I don't want to fail this you don't want to. Meditation, right? You want to have the meditation that says, I want to pass this test. I'm passing this test. I'm winning this baseball game. I'm winning this basketball game, right?
Yeah.
I'm making new friends. I'm doing those things. Not, oh, I don't want to sit alone at the lunch table. We don't want to meditate on the things that we don't want. We want to meditate on the things that we do want to show up in our world. Thank you so much for calling and sharing that. Anything else you want us to know about how you start your day?
Well, also, because of quarantine, to keep my body active, I'll do 20 push-ups.
Physical activity. We cannot miss that one. Thank you so much. Because what happens when you do those push-ups? Not only does the body get strong, right? But we release these happy little happy vitamins in the body, these neurotransmitters that help endorphins that help us to feel in our happy state. And that's important for us, right? Every little bit that we can do to help us along the pathway, right? The body is designed to give us what we need, but we got to push the buttons. We got to go in there and push the right buttons so we can get the results that we want, right? And I noticed that you didn't say, oh, I get up in the morning, I start right on video games. Not that there's anything wrong with video games, but the first thing you want to do is you want to take care of your internal world so you have a positive impact on your external world. That was very wise of you. And thank you so much for calling.
No problem.
Bye-bye. That's wonderful. They say, so these are things that we're looking into, and we're looking at how do we create this world? What are some things that we can do, even when things happen, right? We can't, and I know there's someone out there who's saying, well, I got it this morning, and I got news that I didn't want to have. And we've all been in that space. That's happened to all of us, right? And I want to address those issues too, because I feel that sometimes we get in a space of just saying, oh, you know, painting the picture that it's so rosy, and it is rosy, right? But things do happen on this journey. I started off talking about that in the beginning. Things happen on this journey. And when those things happen that you did not want to happen, right? Because it happens to all of us. You still have responsibility. Hey, that's like adulting 101. What am I going to do with this moment? Yes, I want to acknowledge that it's happened, right? I want to affirm that I have a right to my emotions, right? And all of that, at the end of the process, whatever that process looks like for you, you also want to give yourself the reward of saying, I'm so curious as to how this is going to work out for my good. You want to just affirm that at the very beginning. And someone texted me, thank you so much. One of our emailed me and just said that there are 50 thoughts per minute that we're having. So that's a lot of thoughts that we're having per minute there. And believe this, when you can capture just one or two of them and change your perspective, make them positive thoughts where they're affirming your life, it will make a difference. It will influence all of those thoughts. This is very important, and this is how we're going to use the power of our thoughts to change our life. We're going to impact those three pillars: health, wealth, and relationships. We're going to impact those one thought at a time with consistency. We have another caller on the line. I'm going to go to that caller. Hello, you're on the air with Dr. Drayvon James. Thank you for calling. Hello. Okay. Hello, you're on the air with Dr. Drayvon James. Thank you for calling.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay. I was going to say that there are two ways to see all situations. When you were talking earlier about the guest canceling, yeah, there was a choice there. Either you can get, you know, nervous and cancel the show, or you can decide to grow in some, you know, because there's the challenge for you to handle this show for a whole hour, you know, by yourself. So in that, there's growth. As far as with other things that we don't really want to happen, like you talked about the water heater breaking. Well, maybe it's a message in those situations that we really don't want to happen. If your water heater breaks and you don't have the money right away to pay for it, then the message is, hey, you got to start doing something differently with your finances. So you don't just see it as this horrible thing has happened to me, but areas in where you might want to grow. If you had the money to fix the water heater, then, you know, you see it as a blessing that you've been blessed. And that's a blessing that God has given to you, that you're able to have the extra money to go ahead and fix the water heater right away. Although it may appear to be a negative thing, things happen for our growth. Things happen to help us develop a positive outlook. And any changes, like you were saying, that we want to make, they all start with a thought.
Yeah.
If you want to be a more positive person, you have to have that thought first to say, hey, I want to be a more positive person. Me personally, I tend to struggle with consistency. And, you know, it dawned on me the other day that don't get up and think about it, get up and just do it. And if you get up and you do it each day, then, you know, your consistency will develop and grow, as opposed to being upset and giving up and constantly starting over, then getting frustrated with the process of starting over. Just be consistent. Don't struggle with it. Just be consistent. Just do it.
Oh, I love it. Well, you know, it reminds me of the Nike thing, right? Just do it. There was something to that, right? We could spend our whole life thinking about it, Or yeah. we can spend the next 2 minutes just doing it and getting it done. There was a phrase in a book I read years ago by Brian Tracy. I don't remember the name of the book, but I remember this phrase he said in there. And I've lived my life by this. And I read that book when I was in my 20s. And he said, first thing in the morning, eat the frog. And what he meant by was that he said, do your hardest thing first thing in the morning. Whatever the thing is you're dreading doing, do that.
Do it.
And that right. way the rest of the day you feel like I gotta win. I won. Right. I ate the frog or faced the dragon, however you want to say it, first thing in the morning. I didn't let it right. fester. I didn't think about it. Oh, I gotta run so many miles. Oh, I gotta make this phone call. Nope. Get up in the morning, do it right away. Feet hit the floor. It's done. You gotta win. And then that thought, the power of that thought, you face the world as a victor instead of a victim. Isn't that amazing? It changes your whole day.
It's totally amazing. And I like what the young man said that called in when he said, you know, he exercises. Well, like you were saying, that's a wonderful way to start off your day because you get your endorphins flowing. It's kind of hard to have negative thoughts when you're in a good mood and your body is feeling good and you feel refreshed. And to me, that's what working out does. It refreshes you. And it, like I said, it's kind of hard for me to have a negative thought. Like even people on my job will be upset with me once I am in that really good mood and they want to come and say something negative. And I'm like, you know, don't even look at it like that. You know, he or she, they probably didn't mean it like that. They probably meant it this way. And they're like, oh, here you go. But I am in that moment where I don't have a negative thought in me because, you know, I went out and I took a brisk walk at lunchtime, or like you said, I had a challenge this morning and I was successful in my challenge, and I'm just in a good mood for the rest of my day. And you can't bring me down because my thoughts are just positive. You know, I think sometimes being around, you have to be careful who you surround yourself with and who you really, you know, associate with, because you may not be a negative energy person, but if you're around people with a lot of negative energy, you have to work harder at keeping your positive thoughts and things going. You know,
you
what
make
I mean?
a very good point. A very good point, because, and we're going to get into that, like how you can start using your thoughts. And one of the things is that you do need to go into your circle and look at how you respond to certain company. What's going on there? What does that energy do to you? Not that you can never go back to associate with those people, but you have to get yourself stronger so that when you walk into yeah. that space, you are shifting the energy and their energy is not shifting you, because you're in a place where your thoughts and the way you're feeling and the words that are coming out of your mouth are life affirming. And people will right. find that when, because we've all had that experience when somebody walks into the room and they're like a magnet, like, oh, I just love him. Their energy is so great. And then we've had the opposite experience when that person shows up in the room, you're like, their energy is just so depressive, or it's so mm-hmm. much anger. I don't feel you. Sometimes you can't even put your finger on it. I don't know what it is, but I just don't feel like myself when they're here. Right. I don't feel good about myself. So we want to be that person that we are shifting we're using our thoughts to shift our energy, and we are impacting the world for positive change. Absolutely. And some people you're just going to have to, for a little while, until you get yourself stronger, say, at this point, I'm not strong enough to match this energy and to change it.
Right. And keep right. your interactions with those people minimum or non-existent, you know?
Yeah. As best you can, right? As best you can. Sometimes right. you can't. You look around like, oh my gosh, you know, I share office with you or whatever. But as best you can, you want to be able to put yourself in a position where you can switch that energy or avoid it.
And I think that's another thing too, like what you just touched on. If you, there are other things you can do, like within your office too, to maintain a positive you. You know, there are relaxation scent. There is relaxation music or positive energy music that you can play on your computer. And because I do that in my office at work, and I work with a lot of people who do not have very positive thought processes, but I can see them come into my office, and when they sit down, you know, they'll sit down and they instantly take like a deep breath, and I can actually see them relax because of the scents and things that I have going. And nothing is really strong. It's just like a hint of something in the air. And they come in, each person comes in, They take this deep breath, they sit down, and they sort of relax into the chair. And now their body is in a more open position. And, you know, we talk. And I sit and I will listen, and then I will try to give them something positive, a positive spin, you know, or let's find a solution. You know, everything is positively based. And I also have the music playing in the background. And they're all like, oh, you're playing that elevator music again. But actually, it's like a healing and a positive energy music. And when they leave out of my office, I see them differently than when they came in. They're leaving out. They're not, you know, in that same downtrodden mood, or they're not complaining as they leave out. They have actually had a small transformation, and they leave out a little bit more positive than when they came in the office. So I believe in, like, you know, sense and healing music and positive energy music as well.
Yeah, all those things, right? It's a full body experience, right? And so there's this, we're all just energy. And so you're vibrating in a different energy and causing them to vibrate at a different energy, because right in that same space where the exhaustion is, there is the exhilaration, right? Where the sadness is, in that same space exists happiness. It's just to reach that vibration. And so you've used wonderful things. You talked about the aromatherapy, the using the five senses, which is one of the greatest ways to get to the now. Right, to put yourself in the present moment. You mentioned, you know, the music, the, you know, the scent and the environment. All of these things help to bring people to the present moment, right? And to change and to give them a more positive outlook on their present moment, taking them from the past and from the future and putting them right here in this moment, all is well. Right. And the longer we can stay in the present moment, we realize that in this moment, all is well. And your nervous system just starts to relax, and it thanks you for that. Your brain starts to relax, and it thanks you for that. Many of us are in thought overdrive. We are overthinking everything. Our brain is exhausted. We need that tranquil environment just to sit and say, okay, I'm safe. It's okay to relax in this moment. And so what I would love to do is to talk about, we have about 8 minutes or so. I would love to talk with you all, your feedback on different ways I have developed over the years when working with myself and with clients, that I have simple ways of helping to reconfigure your thoughts for success. Very simple things we have to reconfigure your thoughts for success. And when I talk about success, I'm talking about the three pillars: your health, your wealth, and your relationships. When you hit those three pillars, that triangle right there, and you have affirmed your life in those areas, you're in this space of, you know, just balance, happy balance. Not the fact that, oh, there's never going to be another problem. There are going to be issues that arise. Of course there will be. But the way that you approach them will be from a place of abundance of good, abundance of health, abundance of wealth, abundance of relationship. And so you realize, oh, this is not what I was looking for, but here's what I'm going to do with that. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to take another caller just before I do that. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us wonderful ways of dealing with energies that come in our space that would otherwise take our mood down if we hadn't done our internal work. That's what this is about, doing our internal work so the power of our thoughts can change our life for the better. Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's go to these tips. We're going to talk about three truths that will help you reconfigure your thoughts for success. And in order for your life to change, you have to change your mind. I said a little bit earlier that your changing your mind is totally up to you. No one can stop you from changing your mind, right? That no one can change your mind for you. So think of whatever, what we think about, consciously think about, will impact our life. And we haven't dealt so much with the subconscious in this program. And there's a lot to that too. But I can tell you that dealing with this part right here, the conscious thoughts, will help get you a great deal of the way to changing your life as well. So decide what you're going to think about. And in the Bible, which happens to be one reference of truth, there are many references of truth, but there is this phrase says, think on those things that are lovely, that are true, that are kind. So find some things in your life. Remember I told you, your thoughts run on a repetitive wheel. Start watching. When you're just standing still, watch what you're thinking about. And if you notice that a thought comes into your mind, you're standing in the checkout line and you look at something, maybe a magazine, and you think to yourself, I could never have a house like that, or I wish I had gotten this, or I wish, you know, that is a lack thought. Replace that thought with a thought of truth. Something as simple as I am deciding to live in my best space now. I'm making that decision. It doesn't overwhelm the mind for you to say that you're making a decision. And you didn't say you're going to go out and buy a $1 million house. You said you're just making the decision to live in your best space now. It's small enough that your ego doesn't get triggered. It's positive enough to start moving that energy in your space, that you've made the decision that you're living a life of abundance. I like to say it that way when I say mine. I've made a decision to live a life of abundance, right? That's in my health, my wealth, and my relationships. Right? Start making statements that are true and affirming. You don't have to say, I've made a decision to make $50,000 a day or whatever. Your ego gets triggered and says, oh, I could never work that hard, right? Your ego gets scared. So don't scare your ego. Just make small decisions that are positive, small thoughts that are positive, and start saying them often. We call those affirmations. Now, secondly, to that affirmation, you get excited. Nothing happens until somebody feels something. You know that's true, right? Nothing happens until someone feels something, right? Once somebody feels something, then we have chain reactions. Things start to happen. So start, make a decision that, we'll stick with our former example. You know, I've decided to live a life of abundance in my health, wealth, and relationships, and then start smiling. Smiling changes the world. Think about frowning. Have you ever walked into a store and the clerk or someone frowns at you? It changes your whole shopping experience. Well, a smile does the same thing. It changes your whole shopping experience. I remember listening to something that Maya Angelou said years ago. And she said, when a mother walks into the room, everybody, all her children look at her face to see what kind of day it's going to be. They make their decision based on how the mom's expression is. We do that too. You walk into your boss's office and you sort of scoping the scene, trying to see what he or she has on their, what kind of expression they have on their face. That's how you know this, whether or not this is going to be a good day or a bad day. You make the decision. You make the decision for everyone. Put yourself in a leadership position. Smile. You smile. It changes the energy around you. This is how you change your life for success. You make the decision, make that affirmative thought. Let that thought start running on a loop. So whenever you catch yourself thinking about some form of lack, you insert your affirmative thought and you smile, because smiling makes all the difference. It takes that energy from one level and it just catapults it to the sky. And then you have to know what you want. Know what you want. Now, how is it that you could know what you want? Well, if you don't know what your passion is, remember, you can get that free course, absolutely free, by emailing DravonJames@gmail.com, putting free in the subject line, and we'll send you that free 7-day course, and you can figure out what your passion is. But a simple way to know what you want is to watch your emotional state when you get around certain things, certain people, certain situations. Still, I feel a little happier in this situation. This is Dr. Dravon James. You've been listening to Everyday Peace with Dr. Dravon James. I'm super excited to know that you are an everyday peacemaker. We will see you next week, where you will know how to use the power of your thoughts.
Been listening to Everyday Peace with Dr. Dravon James. You have the power right now, today, to make the decisions, to take the actions that lead you to your next level of greatness. And I would love to walk with you on your journey. Here's some ways we can connect. Schedule a coaching session. Contact me at info@drdravonjames.com. Enroll in my online university course, the 2020 Clarity Course, at the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning International. Enroll in the Brilliant Life 9-week online coaching session with me and Keisha Dixon at info@drdravonjames.com. Purchase my book, Freedom is Your Birthright, from Amazon. Thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. I absolutely love you.
Thanks for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Are you hoping to find an inspirational gift for a spiritual friend? Check out the gift bundles in the Unity Online store this season. These are large and small collections of Unity books, booklets, and products, so you can pick exactly the right assortment of thoughtful gifts. You'll find notepads, card decks, calendars, the positive prayer wheel, and even the prayer for protection lamp bundled together for your convenience. Find it all at unity.org/shop.